Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishi and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishi and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. Scott and Nick with you, 401-737-1287. The phone number. You look like you want to say something.
No, just Coity. Nope. Just an interesting morning so far.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd classify it as that.
Sure.
Let's say hello to Joe in Pawtucket. Good morning, Joe. You're next on Cordishi and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, Mr. Cordishi. Good morning, Nick Coit. How are you?
Now, this is a way to make the morning the way it should be, with Joe and Pawtucket.
What's up, Joe?
Hi, Joey.
Hey, I try to be a gentleman, you know? I try to say Mr. before I talk about sports with you guys.
And we appreciate that, Joey. What's on your mind, buddy?
Okay, what are your thoughts about Patrick Mahomes' contract this week, beginning of the week? It was crazy, over $500 million it's worth. And I'll throw that out there, and if you can remember all this, and is Mahomes the best player in all of sports? They compare him, the reporters, to LeBron James. And I'm going to give you my ranking of the top 10 quarterbacks going into this year with Super Bowl and MVP credentials. I'm going to say, I know Tom Brady's past is prime, but his career and his Super Bowl titles and MVPs. I'm going to go Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Mahomes, Keith Newton, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz, and Doug Prescott, and I'll hear your thoughts, and I'll hang on.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Joe. So what do you think about the Mahomes deal?
I mean,
I was asked about it this week, and I'll share with you my response.
Well, you hear the years and the money, and you go, wow, holy cow. But if you know anything about contracts in football, is it really a 10-year, $503 million contract?
No, it's not.
Not in football. If it's baseball, I say, oh my goodness, because those contracts are fully guaranteed. You're getting all of that money if you're the player. With football, it's different. It is. Now, giving a 10-year commitment to somebody in football, that's, hey. But again, there's a lot of outs. There's a lot of ways to make this, you know, the way it is. But the money, I believe it's the first 3 years, is not ridiculous. Even the first four, because I think he goes up to $30 million at one point, and then it starts to get into the, okay, are we really going to pay him $40-something million dollars to be our quarterback territory? I think it's a good long-term commitment. It's a good look for the Kansas City Chiefs to give Patrick Mahomes that sort of commitment in the future.
Yep.
But will he see every dollar and every year of that contract? I don't believe he will. It'll be restructured. He'll get something new. There'll be an opt-out, you name it, something along those lines. I don't know every detail about the contract. But as you know, Scott, it's just football contracts are different. And when you hear that, yes, it's a big number. But I think for the perception of it, I think it is a good look for the Chiefs. But will he see that whole thing? No, I don't think so.
So somebody asked me, what do you think about the Mahomes deal? And, you know, they say, would you have done it? And my short answer is, yes, I would.
Yes.
It is by far the most important position on the field in that sport. And to win at a high level in the NFL, you need a great quarterback. And in my opinion, today's game, he's the best.
So
he's number one.
So,
and I think he's young and he has a long career ahead of him. Now, everybody worries about him staying healthy because of the way he plays. I get that concern, okay? I think that's a legitimate concern. But, you know, would I have signed him to a huge contract? Yes, I would. I believe he is the best quarterback in the game and he is still very young.
So think about this, too. And I had this conversation with John DeLuca at the station this week. When you think about right now, if you had to name off the top of your head, the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, who would they be?
So I would say Mahomes is number one.
Okay.
You know,
see, I mean, now here's the point, Scott.
Deshaun Jackson, I mean, is the reigning MVP, not Deshaun, I mean,
Lamar, right?
Lamar Jackson, yep, is the reigning MVP, but hasn't won in the postseason. So I know that's something that is kind of held against him, but boy, he is a dynamic player.
Sure.
So I would put him in my top five. I would probably,
to me, Russell Wilson's in there.
Russell Wilson, yeah, I would put him in there. Do you put a guy like Aaron Rodgers in there?
See,
I mean, Drew Brees. I mean, you know, what am I taking into consideration? Is it winning a game today, or is it who am I investing in the long term? Because I'm not investing in Drew Brees long term because of his age, right?
Right.
I'm not investing in Tom Brady long term because of his age. But if I had to win a game today, I would want those guys.
Here's the point of, you just said what you just said, thinking about the top five, but here's the point, Scott. You said Mahomes, you thought of Lamar Jackson, you thought of Russell Wilson, and then you had to, then, you have to think about it.
It's hard.
Right now, that's the thing here with the NFL, is that I think if you asked us that question 5 years ago, I think you and I both say Brady, Manning, Rodgers, Brees, like,
correct,
there's an easy top five, or
that's
at least
right,
easier to figure out the top five. Now, I don't know.
There's a number one, and then after that, it's like,
I wonder,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
so that's why if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you have that guy, you have to give him that kind of commitment. And I think I would at this point, looking at the landscape of the league.
I laugh at the people, though, and again, I get it. ESPN needs something to talk about, especially when there's no sports to talk about. But to talk about, you know, can he win as many as Brady? It's like, really? Really? He wins one or two more Super Bowls, that will be a fantastic career. Do you know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl? And by the way, it's not just the quarterback. You need a team around you as well. You need talent on offense. You need talent on defense. You need good coaching. You need to stay healthy. There's a lot of things. You need good breaks.
I don't think Andy Reid got six in them.
But, like, literally, people are talking, can he win as many as Brady?
Well,
or they're saying, if he doesn't win three or four more, is this contract a failure? No! No, it's not. If he goes on to win one or two more, it will have been a spectacular career for Patrick Mahomes.
Joe just brought up a good point, because he just said the name Andy Reid. How long is Andy Reid going to be his coach? How much longer? He says he's going to keep going as long as he can, but Andy Reid's not exactly the most healthy guy in the world at his age. He's the guy that talks about eating cheeseburgers. Like, you think he's going to go that whole 10 years? I don't know. There's a lot that changes in 10 years.
He keeps wearing those Tommy Bahama shirts, you will, you know?
Yeah, that's, I know.
He wore his best Tommy Bahama shirt.
What a cheese ball, man. Speaking of cheese balls.
He loves his Tommy Bahama
shirt. Oh, yeah, I know. And I like Andy Reid. It's just, how long? 10 years is a long time. So to start talking about it, and that's the thing, it's a larger issue, I think, with young athletes. When they have success, Scott, I don't know why, but our sports culture is ready to anoint them the next great thing. And, you know, I heard it too. I heard, I want to say it was Dan Orlovsky. I can't remember who it was, who I actually think is one of the best, you know, sort of up-and-coming guys on ESPN. I think I love his analysis as a quarterback. I just love the way his mind works. But he said, you know, we're going to in 10 years be talking about, you know, Brady versus Mahomes is the greatest of all time. And I'm like, let's not go there yet. Let's let him win a couple more before
Andy
we start doing that.
Andy Reid measures success in pizza.
Thanks. That's what I'm saying, though,
that's
right? That's what I'm saying. Fantastic, Texter. That's great. But there's a lot that changes in 10 years, and there's a lot that can happen. And you don't know, is Mahomes, you know, God forbid, is he going to get hurt next year or have an ACL injury or something along those lines like Brady did? Or there's a long way to go before we start putting him in that stratosphere. And I love Mahomes.
I
love him as a player. I love the way he handles himself. I think he seems to be like a good guy, like a good 24-year-old, you know, mature for his age, like all the things that you would want to invest in if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. He's got it. But to anoint him already, that's what our society does. So I think we just got to get used to it a little bit, like, because we all want to see greatness. We all want to see the next great thing.
And guys, is the bar so high that someone can't be like Brett Favre or John Elway? It's got to be, or Joe Montana. It's got to be Brady or failure.
Right.
Yes, to a certain extent, I think you're right. That's why my point is, if he wins just another Super Bowl, how many quarterbacks have won multiple Super Bowls?
Right.
I mean, not a ton. You know, Aikman, Bradshaw, Montana, Brady. I mean,
it goes such a long way. If he was to win two Super Bowls in his career, you know, think about what it does. Think about what two Super Bowls has done for the credentials, for the Hall of Fame of one Eli Manning. Because if he doesn't have those two Super Bowls, he's not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
Look at his statistics. Look at all of that. But the two Super Bowls and those playoff runs put him in that discussion. Like, it goes that way. So he's already got one. Mahomes has got one at 24 years old, and he won one for Kansas City that hadn't won one in years, decades.
50 years, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, we're ready to anoint, but, you know, let's see it play out first.
All right, we're up against a break. We'll take one. We'll be back with hour number two of Cordishi and Coit on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.